You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Pressure coming on 3rd and 10. Picked up enough to give him time to find George Kittle. Oh, amongst so many bodies, he ripped it away. Touchdown, San Francisco. George Kittle just wanted it more. Drive begins from the 30. Purdy will look to throw it. Going long.
Back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was all the way back week 4, Niners versus the Patriots, one of their wins this year. You're going to hear, hopefully, a whole lot more of Purdy to Kittle, Purdy to Juwan. I would imagine those are going to be two of Brock Purdy's favorite targets this year. And why you're going to hear, hopefully, a whole lot more of it is because Brock Purdy is going to be the quarterback for the 49ers for an extended period of time, according to reports, including from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who will join us in about 30 minutes right here on 95.7 The Game. And it's Willard and Dibs, Grandy in for Willard. So Dibs and Grandy with you. The 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed to a 5-year, $265 million contract extension. Hopefully we hear a whole lot more of Purdy to Kittle and Purdy to Juwan.
Yeah, and Purdy to McCaffrey and Purdy to Cowing and Purdy to Ayuk come October, maybe.
And to Pearsall.
Right, Ricky Pearsall, whatever it is. But I do look at the Niners this year, and the schedule is stacked up a little bit road-heavy to start. But when you look at the overall opponents, it's not that daunting. And so you look at Brock Purdy coming in this year, and he's not going to make $53 million this year. Yeah. The contract kicks in, the full salary kicks in next year. So everybody who wants to talk about how it's an overpay, well, yeah, we can wait until next year to decide what that means for all the other people on the roster. But for now, they built this cap room to do this, and you could say they carved out too much cap room by getting rid of certain players that they didn't want to pay, you know, here and there, this and that. But this is what they chose to do, and they like their quarterback, and when you like your QB, you have to make room to pay that QB.
And how does that make you feel, Niner fans? The faithful, I mean, are you excited about the deal? 5 years, $265 million, that is $53 million a year, which is seventh most among quarterbacks all time. His $181 million total guaranteed is eighth most among NFL quarterbacks all time. Is this a fair deal for the Niners? Is it a fair deal for Brock? Is it a win-win for both sides? Or is this too much to pay to a quarterback in Brock Purdy? Let us know how you think at 888-957-9570. Again, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this news, will join us at 3:30 in about 25 minutes right here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you, and we're live from Chase Center as we get ready for the first ever regular season game for the Golden State Valkyries, the newest WNBA team hosting the LA Sparks tonight at 7 o'clock. Dibs and I with you live from Chase until 6 o'clock here on 95.7 The Game. Let's go back out to the phone lines, though, reacting to this Brock Purdy contract. Matt in Orinda is up next. Matt, what do you think of this Brock Purdy contract?
Well, gentlemen, good afternoon. Grandy, what a day to be sitting in, huh?
I know, right? I lucked out.
You lucked in, I think is what it is. Hey, Dibs, I don't know if you heard the same story. You probably did, but word out of Santa Clara is that what got this done is Brock looked at John Lynch, and when John said, is that really the number, Brock looked at him and said, it's an inflation sensation, baby.
Yeah, yeah, that's a buck, and you can go ahead and pay that toward Brock Purdy, but it is an inflation sensation, and if you think that Brock Purdy is a top whatever quarterback, 6, 8, 10, 12, wherever you think that he is, this is the going rate, Matt. Like, if you want a quarterback that you have and you like, you got to pay him, and this is what the freight is.
Yeah, and, you know, on the more serious side, right, look, there's multiple sides to this thing. And I think the team looks good in this. I think Brock looks good in this. I think the fans can mostly understand it. And, you know, the place you don't want to be sitting in is, oh, we didn't sign him, or we made him the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. You don't want either one of those places. And so, you know, Dibs, what you end up with there is a correlation sensation.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's another buck right there. And Matt, you understand this. And, you know, as a guy who frequents the fourth bore there in Orinda, when you go in there and you want to get a pint and it's $8.50, you realize that it's partly zip code based and you go somewhere that is maybe lower in the income stratosphere. That same pint might be $5.75. It's just the way it goes.
First of all, shout out 4-4 because you
love the boar. Yep, thank you.
But this is a good contract, and you know Brock has proven that he deserves this chance. It's more likely to work out than not, based on I think what we've seen, and it ends up looking pretty good for all sides, I think. So I'll let you guys go with that. Shout out Jimmy Butler and Matt Chapman. Yeah. Let's go.
Thank you, Matt. And next time you go in the fourth port, tell him Dib sent you, and you'll get absolutely nothing. But just tell him that. It's a nice little spot there.
A little word of mouth, even if there's no benefit.
Well, and it was called the fourth bore before there actually was a fourth bore. Because I don't know if you're a big Caldecott Tunnel user, but there used to be three bores. So in the morning, two going toward the city, one going toward the east, and then in the afternoon, the converse. So if you were going against the grain, it would be four lanes merging down to two. Mm. It was an absolute cluster chuck, if I may. But now that there are four bores, you get two out and two in. So
makes it smoother.
Makes it smoother. Yeah.
888-957-9570. Brock Purdy and the 49ers have agreed to a five-year, $265 million contract extension. That's $53 million per year, seventh most among NFL quarterbacks on the guaranteed number that we know right now, $181 million total guaranteed, eighth most all-time among NFL quarterbacks. How do you feel? Is this a good deal for the 49ers? Let us know at 888-957-9570. Dylan is in Modesto, and he's up next. Dylan, you're on with Dibs and Grandy on Willard and Dibs. How you doing, Dylan?
I'm a lot better before I heard the news, you know what I mean? To be honest with you, it's a terrible deal. And to be honest with you, I don't see why it would work out. I don't understand like what people are seeing that thinks it's going to work out. The guy drops the ball every time that it comes down to a game-winning drive. He throws a lot of interceptions. We're not going to hear him to Brandon Ayuk. We're going to hear him, oh, Arizona defender catches another interception. And then another thing is, we didn't jump up in the draft this year, but the Philadelphia Eagles went and drafted a quarterback before we did. They won the Super Bowl last year, and they got a good quarterback. And then we haven't even drafted a good quarterback, too. It reminds me of C.J. Beathard, reminds me of Nick Mullins, remind me of our trade for Jimmy, and then it's like, come on, bro.
So, Dylan, what did
taking my call?
Dylan, real quick, what did you want the Niners to do if you didn't want them to sign Brock? Who do you want playing quarterback for the Niners?
I wanted to go get Kyle McCord, and I wanted to go get him from Syracuse. But you know, the Philadelphia Eagles thought he was good enough to go get him. So, you know, to be honest with you, Vandy, I think my opinion's pretty good because I.
All right, Dylan. I respect your opinion. I just don't know if Kyle McCord could turn out to be an okay quarterback. He wasn't drafted at all highly.
Right.
But if you're going into a season where you've got an aging Kittle and an aging McCaffrey and an aging Trent Williams, and you throw out there like a fifth-round pick at quarterback, for a fifth-round rookie at quarterback,
right?
Well, you're not going to have success that way.
Well, even when you drafted Brock Purdy in the seventh round, you didn't start him right away, and you didn't even really have designs on starting him until you had to. And you had Jimmy Garoppolo, you had Trey Lance, and then it got down to Brock Purdy, and then, yeah, turned out he was good. And so I don't know, when you look at the NFL and you look at any team, for example, outside of a team that's clearly rebuilding, and you look at your quarterback, and you have a quarterback who's done well, and he's, what, 4-2 in the playoffs in his first 4 years? I think that's the number, and in his playoff record. And 2 years ago, he had one of the best years quarterback rating-wise in the history of the league.
Yep.
It's a guy who not only has shown that he can be good, but he's also shown that he fits in this system, and he's won in this system. And so you've got...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
That quarterback, why would you try to do something else? And you're going to reset with a rookie and hope, fingers crossed, that he's actually the guy?
Yeah.
It's not the way you go about winning as a successful franchise.
If you have a quality backup option, then you can seriously consider maybe not giving this contract out. But the Niners don't have any realistic quality backup option right now. Maybe you think that Mac Jones is going to pull a Sam Darnold, and in a couple of years he's going to be signing a big contract with whatever team wants him. And there's certainly a possibility of that. But again, like we've said earlier, you're in a position the Niners are in. You kind of have to give Brock Purdy the contract that he asks for, and there's going to be negotiations involved. And the fact that it's $53 million a year is the reported number. It could have been a whole lot higher. At least I was kind of expecting it to be a little bit higher. So if I'm a Niner fan, and I am a Niner fan, I'm feeling honestly a little bit relieved because it gets up closer to $60 million a year, Dibs, and I know that the guaranteed numbers are so much more important. That's right. The actual number, amount of money that you will be paying to that guy. We don't yet know the fully guaranteed number. We know the total guarantee, which is $181 million of the $265 all in over the course of 5 years. I get a little bit worried about how the Niners might be able to build a roster around Brock and be competitive if that number climbs up above like 55, up towards 60. But at 53, I think this is a number the Niners, once they saw it, they were like, all right, you know what? Yes, we're in. $53 million a year, signed, sealed, and delivered. We'll take it.
Well, especially this year where the number's not going to be 53. It's going to be $5 million plus whatever the prorated portion of the bonus that he signed is. So it might be 20, 25, whatever that number is. You've got the room now. The real question is going forward, as the Brock Purdy number begins to balloon, what can you do around him roster-wise to still be good?
Yeah, now that's going to be the challenge for the 49ers, not just for this season, but going forward throughout the life of the contract. Because Niner fans, whether you like it or not, things are set up for Brock Purdy to be the quarterback of the 49ers over the next 6 years, final year of his rookie deal, and these 5 years that he just signed on for, 5 years, $265 million. So, Niner fans, the faithful, how do you feel about Brock being the guy, assuming health, for the 49ers over the next 6 seasons? How does that make you feel? 888-957-9570. Don is in Berkeley, and Don's up next here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy with you, Don. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing good. Reacting to this crazy news. Good. What did you think about the Brock contract?
Well, as a football fan, which I've been for about 65 years now, I think it's a good deal, and I'm glad there's no drama about it. And I think Purdy's a good guy. He's a solid guy. I think he has some things to prove, but he's mostly done a good job. And I think with the tools he's going to have a good career. I wanted to comment about the statement that I don't care what he does with the money once he gets it. And I understand that. I understand the system we're in, and, capitalism is the way of the world. But there should be at least some acknowledgement that $253 million or whatever it is, it's not the biggest contract in the world. But, you know, if you walk through San Francisco and you see the homeless people sleeping on the street, I don't want to be a Donnie Downer about it, but there should be a little bit of balance in the world about what money gets spent on, and at least I would like some comparisons to people like Eric Armstead or Steph Curry or Jaylen Brown, who are athletes who get big contracts and then turn back some of that to the community, not just with the dollars, but with their presence by showing their face and having eat, play, learn, and doing something like that. And I think that Brock Purdy follow Steph's example in the Bay Area.
Yeah, I do. I think you're right, and I don't want to cut you off, but I do think that you have to give him a chance to get that money before we judge exactly what he does with that money. And honestly, he's got no civic or moral responsibility to do what Eric Armstead and Steph Curry do.
I'm sure we'll see him do some of it, though.
Of course.
He seems like that kind of guy.
Right, and you know,
and of course, great to see, and you encourage all your athletes
sure.
in your area to do that, to make the community a better place, and
at
I'm sure he
will. At the same time, like, none of us talk about Draymond Green, but he does a ton for the Autism Society that we never hear about.
Yeah.
And there are many players who do things that we never hear about. And just because Brock Purdy hit the lottery today and he got a contract worth $265 million, it doesn't now make him more responsible to do something for the homeless just because now he's making $53 million a year. That, for me, becomes financially and morally unfair.
Yeah, that's almost a little more than $1 million for every player that was picked ahead of him in the NFL draft.
That's about right.
What was he, 262 is that Mr.
Sounds about right.
Something like that?
Yeah.
$265 million is the
total. I have a friend who was a former school teacher and a former school principal who once a week makes burritos and goes out and delivers them to the homeless. And he doesn't make $53 million.
It's amazing.
It's awesome. And he does that because he wants to, and he cares about people at that level. So just because Brock Purdy's making $53 million a year doesn't mean that he or you or anybody else is more morally obligated to do nice things for other people.
Yeah, and I think the comment that Don was reacting to was me saying, I don't care how he spends his money once he gets it. That was in reaction to one of our other callers who said, some car that Brock Purdy might buy. My essential point is I don't care what car Brock Purdy buys with this money. It's his money. He can do with it whatever he wants,
right.
But I'm sure that he is going to be a guy who's going to give back to his community because that just seems like the kind of guy that he is.
No, but I'm
with
you.
Also a guy
like,
you want in your locker room.
Like, I don't know what you make, and you don't know what I make, and you probably don't care how I spend my money, and
no,
I don't care how you spend your money as long as, you know, we do things within the confines of the law and safety and consideration for others. That's all you're looking for, and you know, what we know about Brock Purdy from the outside looking in is he is a family man and he is a Christian. He loves his wife and he doesn't strike me as a guy who's going to, I don't know, get a Lamborghini and go 128 miles an hour down the road and, you know, crash into people, which we've seen NFL people do.
I'm pretty confident he'll still be driving a Toyota, Dibs. I'll
no
put
doubt.
It that way.
Yep. Shout out Corolla.
Shout out. Or maybe a truck. Maybe a Tundra. I don't know.
Could
we'll
be.
See.
Yeah.
Some kind of Toyota car. Hey, now he's got the ability. He could have a couple of them in the garage.
No doubt.
If he wants with this five-year, $265 million extension. Per reports, that's $53 million a year, $181 million total guaranteed. Brock Purdy locked up for the 49ers this year, the final year of his rookie deal, plus another five on top of that. Let's keep it rolling here on the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Carlos is in San Jose and wants to weigh in. Carlos, what do you think about this Purdy contract?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Love the show. You guys do a great job. In regards to the contract, I think he's well-deserving of it, given his accolades of his young career. I mean, what, two NFC championship games, one Super Bowl appearance? You got players like Dak Prescott that made $60 million that I don't believe has made it to an NFC championship game. You got players like Trevor Lawrence, who's making $55 million, who hasn't really done much in the playoffs. The only other person that I could, you know, kind of put him up there would be Joe Burrow. So to me, Brock Purdy's a, you know, great player. $53 million seems great. I feel like he could have dragged this on and just kind of made a spectacle of it to hinder the team. So I love having this, just that ability of a quarterback as a Niner fan and just been enjoying what he's done with the team. And I think he's very well deserving of this contract.
Yeah, appreciate the call, Carlos. And yeah, you brought up like Dak Prescott, who's making $60 million a year.
Yep.
He's been a starting quarterback in the NFL for a whole lot longer than Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy has a number more postseason wins than Dak Prescott does.
Dak has two.
Brock has four. Double.
Yep.
Double the amount of wins in how many fewer seasons? Like four fewer seasons?
Yeah, Dak is 2-5. And Brock is
4-2, as you said earlier. Yeah. And we had a caller earlier, I think it was Dylan, who definitely of everyone we've heard from so far today, Dibs, reacting to this Brock Purdy contract, was the most out on it, citing Brock Purdy's inability to come from behind in fourth quarters. As memory serves, Dibs, two of those four postseason wins versus the Packers and versus the Lions two seasons ago, were come from behind in the second half. Those were pretty big in like the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
Pretty big moments.
I saw a stat. It might have been from Warren Sharp. Warren Sharp Football does such a good job on Twitter, but the stat was about being down in the last 7 minutes and what your numbers are. And I don't believe he's thrown a touchdown in those spots in the games where they've been down at all. In the last 7 minutes, I think he had zero touchdowns and six picks. And that's the last 7 minutes. So that is, you get the ball back and you're down by whatever, 1-3, 1-5 or whatever the deficit is. And you have to go out there and try to make things happen. And he hasn't been great in those spots, but I'm with you. Like the Packer game, the Lion game, you're 4-2 in the playoffs. And the team, when fully compromised or fully comprised rather, they've been good with Brock Purdy.
No, they have been. Last year was rough. No one is denying that. And Brock Purdy not playing anywhere near as good as he was a couple of years ago was a big part of that. But we can't kid ourselves. We have to also recognize that there were so many other factors that contributed to the 49ers struggling a bit last year. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this news, he's going to join us coming up in about 8 minutes here on 95.7 The Game. It's Willard and Dibs I'm in for Willard, so Dibs and Grandy with you live from Chase Center as we get ready for the Valkyries' first ever regular season basketball game as they christen the new WNBA season. That game versus the Sparks tips off at 7 o'clock right here from Chase Center. If you're on your way over, once you're in the building, you can stop by and say what's up. Before we head to break, though, let's get out to the phone lines again. Mark is in San Francisco and wants to weigh in. Mark, the floor is yours. What do you think about this Brock contract?
You guys, I think Brock is stud. I like everything he's done. As you said, he's been clutch in the playoffs. I just think that Kyle, now that he's a guy that we're moving forward with, he needs to design more plays where he's in drop back or in shotgun, more options, rollout passes for sure. And big time, they need to make it a priority to bolster up that offensive line because the kid needs protecting.
Yeah, Mark, there's no doubt. Now it becomes even more challenging, though, to do that, Dibs, because when you had Brock Purdy on a rookie deal, and he's still on the rookie deal, one more year left, but when these big numbers, close to around $50 million a year, start coming down the pipe, then you're going to be a little more challenged financially to get talent around him.
And that's where you have to hit in the draft. Yep. And this year they did not use draft capital on the offensive line, and you know, you've got a guard that you like, and your left tackle is Hall of Fame. I don't know how long he's going to be here. So the thinking would be next year that's going to be somebody that you need to replace, because as you start to look at the roster, not this year but next year, and you look at some contracts that are going to be coming due, you're going to have to do a lot in the draft. And that's where last year's draft, not this past one, but last year, you did really well, I thought. You got a lot of players to help you. But this year you need to hit again in order to keep that quote-unquote cheap labor around, so that if your quarterback's making $53 million a year, you can afford to still be good because you have a lot of other guys on rookie deals.
Yeah, I've got a break in a minute here, and Tom Pelissero is coming up on the other side. But, Dibs, how fair is this? This comes courtesy of the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line from the 415. Brock Purdy has not performed when he doesn't have all-stars around. Is that fair?
I guess it's fair. And you look at last year when they went 6-11, and you could look at why they went 6-11, and part of it was because of Brock Purdy. And, you know, we could talk about most every other team in the NFL, and the majority of them don't perform when they don't have other people around them who are legitimate, you know, all-stars. Yep. Patrick Mahomes is obviously the anomaly, and Josh Allen is another one. But look at Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence had one or two good years, and then since then he's fallen off. And Dak Prescott, and you know, even Jared Goff, who now that he's with Detroit and they've got a lot of talent around him, now they're good again. So I think you could put that label on almost any quarterback.
That's fair. All right, time for a break here on Willard and Dibs. It's Dibs and Grandy. I'm in for Willard today. We're live from Chase Center as we get ready for the first ever Valkyries regular season WNBA game. The LA Sparks are in town. Tip-off is at 7 right here from Chase. And, of course, you can hear the game right here on 95.7 The Game. Also, if you haven't already, make sure to subscribe to Willard and Dibs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you find your favorite podcast. While you're there, make sure to check out what Warriors Insider Anthony Slater had to say to the guys on the Morning Roast earlier today about the offseason ahead for the Golden State Warriors. Good stuff there, as always, with Slater. Okay, time for a break. Tom Pelissero, who broke this Brock Purdy contract news. If you're just joining us, 5 years, $265 million is the deal from the Niners to Brock Purdy. Tom Pelissero of NFL Network joins us next to break down every angle of this deal that's coming up when we return right here on 95.7 The Game.
Purdy dancing wide open, making the grab. Samuel, the tackle is missed. Debo off to the end zone. Touchdown 49ers. Purdy, deep drop. Sideline open. Kittle down the sideline. He goes bouncing off the Seahawks. And another big play with Kayvon Wallace making the stop there. Third and four. Purdy, shoulder shake, throws into traffic. Kittle, touchdown, his second. So Kittle went back to the locker room, comes back. Now he's going to celebrate.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
That was the legendary Al Michaels on Amazon Thursday Night Football Week 6. Niners beat the Seahawks Week 6 up in Seattle in that one. Brock Purdy with those touchdown passes, a couple to George Kittle. And Niner fans, Probably going to hear a whole lot more of that over the next handful of years because, according to reports, and the first to report it was our next guest, Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. According to those reports, 5 years, $265 million is the contract extension 49ers and Brock Purdy have agreed upon. And now let's go out to the River Islands guest line and welcome in Tom Pelissero again of NFL Network, who joins us. Tom, thanks for taking some time out of your day. Hell of a news-breaking day in the NFL. This Brock Purdy contract, what are your first thoughts?
It came in right about, guys, where it seemed this was tracking, which was Brock Purdy was not going to reset the market. It was not going to be $60 million a year, the Dak Prescott number. And there's a variety of different reasons for that, but it was going to make him, depending how you slice the numbers, one of the top-paid quarterbacks in the NFL. So 5 years and $265 million, that's the new money average. Obviously, he was only due like 5.4 this year. So from a budgeting perspective, the 49ers have him locked up for 6 years and $270 million. That's $45 million per. You can, especially with a rising salary cap, absolutely put a championship caliber team around Brock Purdy. And for Purdy, whose signing bonus, when I looked it up right after putting out the contract today, his signing bonus on his rookie deal was $77,012. that's a little bit of a come up for Brock Purdy to 5 years and $265 million. It's life-changing money for Brock Purdy, and it's evidence of the faith and the belief that the 49ers have had in Brock Purdy and that they made abundantly clear over and over. You know, sometimes teams shy away from saying things during the course of negotiations, but how many times do we hear Kyle Shanahan or John Lynch say, that's our guy, we're going to pay him, and that's exactly what they got done on the deal today.
They did, and nationally, I wonder what the impression is, because even here locally, Tom, there are some fans who think that $53 million per is an overpay. My partner and I both kind of pushed back at that, but you're out there nationally. What is the impression you get about Brock Purdy making this kind of money?
I would just say, setting aside, I think, the fact that when you're Mr. Irrelevant and you're a seventh-round pick, and there's reasons for that, right? Like, physically, there's no traits that are off the charts with Brock Purdy. But there was something that Kyle Shanahan saw in him back at Iowa State that he really believed in. You're always going to be fighting with that. You know, he's not – no, he can't move like Lamar Jackson. He's not a freaky thrower of the football like Patrick Mahomes. But Brock Purdy is a really, really good quarterback, particularly in Kyle Shanahan's system. Even last year, in a down year for Brock Purdy, and there was a lot going on, as you guys and the fans know well, Christian McCaffrey barely playing, Debo was banged up, Ayuk obviously missed time. He still, if you look at the advanced metrics, the advanced statistics, he was one of the most efficient quarterbacks in the NFL. There's going to be a transition phase, there's no doubt about it, just based upon some of the veterans that the 49ers have moved on from. But this is a move, not just for the future, but for the right now, with locking up Brock Purdy on this contract. They believe that they've got their guy. And what I would just say to anybody having the doubts about it is, this is the going rate for quarterbacks. It's not at the top of the market. It is a very, very good, solid deal. And again, life-changing money for Brock Purdy. But the 49ers are not overextended here. The salary cap will be $300 million per club in the next year or two, when you, again, from a budgeting perspective, are budgeting 45 per for Brock Purdy over the next 6 years. You got plenty of wiggle room to continue to never rebuild in San Francisco, but certainly retool some things and get a little bit younger and get this thing going the right direction.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, who broke this Brock Purdy contract extension news, 5 years, $265 million, joins us here on Willard and Dibbs. Grandy in for Willard, so Dibbs and Grandy with you. Tom, was this this contract one where, like, say there was another team negotiating this, say Brock hit the open market, would this be the number you think most teams would come to? I know you talked about maybe perspective around the entire league, but is this a case, I know there's a lot of Niner fans out there who say, well, Brock's only Brock because he's in the Shanahan system or because he has all this talent around him. If there was another team that had the opportunity to negotiate with Brock, do you think most other teams would come to a similar number the Niners ultimately did?
Well, first of all, almost half the league runs some variation of Kyle's system. And so there's plenty of places Brock could go, and it would be turnkey, plug and play, and he'd be able to function. Obviously, Kyle's brilliant, and his main, his number one skill, if you had to peg it, would be he gets guys open. But Brock has a lot, you know, a lot of things that he's shown on tape that other teams have noticed. You know, Brock Purdy were to hit the open market, we're talking about the same league in which Kirk Cousins, you know, made NFL history back in 2018, which at the time was a mind-blowing type of contract. Although now, if you looked at, I think it was 3 years and $84 million, that would be like not even in the top 15 guys. But he played out his leverage, and he got to the market. He ended up getting a really big contract. What Kirk Cousins had to do, and of course Kyle has history with Kirk, but he had to not only play out his rookie deal, he had to get tagged. He had to get tagged again, and then finally got his opportunity to hit the open market. Brock was several years away from being able to have that level of leverage, but let's say there's a world in which Brock could have played out this year and not gotten franchise tagged. Absolutely, I'd be surprised if he wasn't in the $50+ million per year range, if not in the $60 million per year range. Obviously, there's a lot of people who would argue Dak Prescott is the best quarterback in the NFL, but Dak Prescott had the best leverage at the right time, which is why he got the prior deal in Dallas that he did. He got this new deal that was agreed to week one of last season. Brock, you know, his main leverage was the 49ers aren't going to be as good without me. He was only due $5 million this season. That's a hard task for any agent to be able to negotiate off a number that's that low. But this is a very fair deal, I would say, from all sides. And his agent, Kyle Strongen, from Range Sports and the 49ers, they were on the same page, really, I think, over the last several weeks. Once Brock came in for the offseason program, it was just drilling down some of the details, and clearly they got there.
So you don't think that the market is flattening out so much as, in this case, the leverage point for Brock Purdy was not as strong, and the Niners and Brock Purdy both kind of realized that?
Well, think about what's Brock Purdy's leverage at this point. The 49ers can sit there and go, okay, if you don't do the deal, if we can't work this out, you're going to play for 5.4 this year. Or you can hold out, you know, you can do that. I mean, that's every player's greatest leverage, is withholding your services. But it's 5.4 this year. We can tag you next year. We can tag you again. Like, you're 3 years away from being able to get to the market. I mean, any player in that position, any agent in that position is looking at this. You drive it to the best possible deal that you can get, which is ended up being, you know, 5 years and $265 million. The cash flow is strong on this deal, too. I mean, all things considered, when you think about the starting point here, he's going to make over $55 million per year over the first three new years, meaning 26, 27, 28, it's really good money. It's the type of money that you couldn't turn down. But no, I don't think this is any evidence of, you know, a flattening of the market or anything else. You know, there's different players have different amounts of leverage. All those other guys, if you look at the other ones on that list of the top paid quarterbacks, you know, Dak, again, I just said that's its own animal. But Trevor Lawrence was on a first round contract and had a 5th-year option still hanging out there. You had, you know, Tua Tagovailoa, who still had a 5th-year option. You know, those guys are in a different position. Brock was in a position where he was a 7th-round pick. He hadn't gotten his windfall of money just yet. This is, again, I would just say it's a fair deal for all sides, especially when you consider what the cash flow is going to look like here and how the 49ers will be able to build around this contract.
Tom Pelissero of NFL Network, he broke the news of this 5-year, $265 million contract extension for Brock Purdy with us here on Willard and Dibs. Tom, one of the main sources of frustration for 49er fans out here is, well, a couple of years ago, they might have missed their window to win a Super Bowl when they lost in overtime to the Kansas City Chiefs. That's not generally the way I think a fan base feels when you tie up your franchise quarterback for years to come. Is there any similar feeling around the rest of the NFL, in whether it's among front offices or among the national media, that the Niners might have missed their Super Bowl window?
I think the windows are probably overstated at times. You're talking about how long is your core of talent going to be in their prime and playing at a high level. But, I mean, look no further than the Chiefs to see how you can kind of have a shifting type of a window that's perpetual. It helps, obviously, to have maybe the greatest quarterback we've ever seen in Patrick Mahomes, but at a time where Travis Kelce's getting older and Chris Jones is not as young as he used to be, you've got this up-and-coming group of the Trent McDuffies and Creed Humphreys and Trey Smith, who's on the franchise tag right now, and they've gotten younger at the wide receiver position. In other words, you know, what they had to do was make difficult choices on guys like Tyreek Hill. Everybody went, all right, they lost the playoff game, they trade away Tyreek Hill. What are they doing? Well, what they were thinking was, this guy wants $25 million a year. We can get a first-round pick, and I think it was a third-round pick,
and clear all that money to rebuild our defense and our offensive line, okay, let's do that. And I think that that's sort of a similar approach to what you're seeing with the 49ers. They're still paying their older tight end in George Kittle. They're still counting on Christian McCaffrey, not that they really have a choice based on the contract they gave him last year. Now it's, can a Ricky Pearsall step up and become the type of receiver they need him to be, particularly because Brandon Ayuk's probably not going to be ready to go come September. It's, you know, is Michael Williams going to be an impact player right away that can balance some things out in an offseason where, you know, you lost the likes of Javon Hargrave? I mean, those are, you know, the harder decisions that have to be made here, but there's no reason you can't extend that window. The part where it becomes complicated once you pay the quarterback is for the past 3 years, particularly the past 2 years, because they, you know, they had Trey Lance on a first round contract, obviously, but they had a lot of flexibility to go and pay those guys, right? To pay everybody and bring in the Hargraves, which is like a luxury type of an item here. Once you're paying the quarterback, that becomes a little bit more difficult, but think about it from the flip side of this as well. Brock's on the books for 5.4 this year. Let's say he plays that out. Next year, if you tag him, that tag's going to be somewhere in the $40, $42 million a year range. Now that's $40 to $42 million that's just sitting like a rock on your salary cap in 2026, as long as you would have to keep him on the tag, and you're not able to use that. By doing this deal now, and I don't know the entire, you know, the entire cash flow or the entire, you know, the cap, but in these deals, the year one, year two cap numbers are generally low. So you're actually going to have more flexibility in 2026 than if you had gone down the road of, hey, if we have to, we're going to tag you, which is precisely why, despite the fact that Brock is on that low rookie contract still, the 49ers also had motivation to get this done now, because it's cost certainty at a time that the cap is rising. You know exactly what your costs are going to be at the most expensive position. Now that allows us to plan and try to rebuild again. I wouldn't say rebuild, but retool this thing in the best possible way to, you know, get right back to where the 49ers expect to be as long as those guys are there, which is competing for championships year after year.
Yeah, great point, Tom, about the cost certainty. One more before we part company. Does this give you an idea that not only is the ownership, but also the head coach and the GM, that they're going to be here for a long time? Because, you know, John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan have both said that they want to be along with Brock Purdy as long as he's here. Does this give you a sense that the stability of the Niners will continue long in the future?
I think that, you know, I don't think we've ever seen Jed York say anything but that these guys are going to be here for a really long time. Kyle wants to be there. He's one of the highest paid coaches in the NFL. John, you know, we'll see how long John wants to do it. It seems like that's completely up to him, but he's, you know, a well-compensated executive in the NFL, and the rest of the leadership team there, Parag. I mean, they've sustained this. They've had a couple of just completely injury-ravaged seasons along the way, but they've sustained this pretty good now going into, I believe it's year 10, year 9 for Kyle in San Francisco. So I wouldn't think anything but. I mean, this is not a team going, okay, we got to strip this thing down to the studs and start over. They're just thinking, all right, how do we, you know, build this in the best way possible? Let's analyze some of the mistakes that we've made in the past. There is no sense that I have gotten whatsoever that, you know, Jed York is thinking anything other than let's compete for championships with Kyle and John here, and that's absolutely what they're going to try to do in 2025.
Tom, great stuff. We appreciate you taking some time out of your busy day. Great catching up. Thanks so much.
You got a guest.
All right. That's Tom Pelissero of NFL Network with us here on Willard and Dibbs. Really good conversation there. First of all, said this is, quote, a very fair deal for all sides. I think that's how we felt as well. Tom Pelissero also giving us the national perspective. I thought it was interesting that he said if this was a free agent negotiation, he would have been surprised if it wasn't in the $50 million range or even the $60 million range. And this is not just a case of the 49ers valuing Brock Purdy more than others might. It really feels like, Dibs, the 49ers got themselves a pretty fair deal, all things considered.
Right, especially when you look at it from a six-year window, which is what he so eloquently laid out, where this upcoming year it's going to be $5 million plus whatever portion of the signing bonus is assigned to this upcoming year. But then you've got $265 beyond that. So even if he plays 6 years and it's 6 years and $270, now you're talking about $45 million average annual. You're not looking at $53 million because this contract really won't kick in until next year.
Yeah.
So when you look at the actual sticker shock number of it, you're dealing with more likely $45 million a year. And then he laid it out there at the end about if you wanted to franchise him. So he plays out this year for $5 million, and then you franchise him for $45 million. Well, you don't have that same cost certainty. And he actually said that that contract would be sitting there like a rock, and I like that because, you know, you franchise him, and then at the end of next year, you either do it again for $48 million or so, and then you're kind of done, or you let him go at that point. So now you sign him to this deal, which kicks in next year, and you've got that cost certainty for a player that you actually like.
Yeah, yeah. And Tom Pelissero also said, and he said this very quickly when we were asked about what this means for the Niners championship window and how you build a roster around Brock with this gigantic contract. It does feel like a relatively fair contract, but no denying it is still a gigantic contract.
Yeah.
5 years, $265 million. That's $53 million per year if you divide it up evenly, which it will not be, but the AAV is $53 million per year over the course of this five-year extension. He, without hesitation, Tom Pelissero, who's obviously very plugged in and was the first to report this news, he said, quote, "You absolutely can put a championship roster around him." He cited the growing cap number, which is going to continue to grow. And every year other than the COVID year, it grew. It will continue to grow. He seems pretty confident this is not going to be prohibitive to the 49ers, their ability to field a talented roster.
Nor should it be.
Yeah.
I mean, when you look at the future of what he talked about, like Trent Williams is going to be aging out and, you know, George Kittle is going to get to a point where he's not going to be around forever. And Christian McCaffrey, same thing. So like with any other NFL roster, you got to start to churn it over. And I think the Niners have done a good job of drafting younger replacements, whether it's been Ricky Pearsall or Isaac Garendo. And they're starting to find people, Dominic Pooney, younger people to come in and replace higher priced veterans that, you know, you've gotten rid of. And I know Mooney Ward is a guy who left this year, and you've got, yeah, you know, Renardo Green, who has stepped in, and
why they
been
felt
a good
comfortable
player.
Letting Mooney leave. And
exactly.
He might have left anyway, but at least they have a stopgap there.
And so I do think that for any team, that's the way you have to go about it. And you look at Baltimore, and that's the way they've always done it, is they've replaced older, more expensive talent with younger players. And when you pay your quarterback this much money, when this contract eventually kicks in, that's the way you have to go about it.
Yeah. Yeah, and so now it puts even more of an emphasis on the draft, and really it began last year. Last year's draft seems to be pretty darn good so far. We will see what this season has in store for that group. You mentioned Renardo Green. Also on the defensive back side of things, you've got Malik Mustafa, who's, I would imagine, going to start at safety as long as he is healthy for years to come for the 49ers, and you hope what Ricky Pearsall showed down the stretch of last season is who he continues to be and who he builds off. And then you hope that your draft class this year, and they officially signed Mykael Williams, the 11th overall pick out of Georgia, edge rusher. They officially signed him after drafting him last month. They got that deal done this week. So things are coming together for the 49ers, and we shall see what the season ahead will hold for them. We are also going to get a picture of maybe what that season might look like later on today, Dibs. Because at 5:15, we're going to chat with Brian Baldinger here on Willard and Dibs. Baldy's going to weigh in on this Brock Purdy contract. And if you're just joining us, 5 years, $265 million extension for Brock Purdy. If you break it up, that's $53 million a year, which ranked among the other quarterback contracts in the NFL. That's the seventh highest AAV, average annual value, and the total guarantee, $181 million. That is the eighth highest total guarantee. So everyone who was fearful of Brock maybe breaking the bank entirely and resetting the quarterback market entirely and being the highest paid quarterback of all time, doesn't seem like that's going to come true.
No, it's not going to come true, and that's why I wanted to ask Greg Pelissero about the market and whether or not we've seen a flattening, and he gave a great answer about relative leverage, because Brock Purdy had some leverage, but not really. So if Brock Purdy wanted to hold out for a real market reset contract, well, he could do that, and he could come in and play on this one-year deal for $5 million, and then the team could franchise him, and yeah, he could make $45 million, and you could do that dance, and it's a lose-lose for everybody. And so you know, Brock Purdy coming in for OTAs about 3 or 4 weeks ago, I do think that that was a sign of him and his agent saying, look, we're not going to do that. We're
not at least on good terms.
Right, yeah. Good faith. Yeah. We're not going to go full Ayuk. We're not going to go full Bosa. We understand how important I am, the quarterback, to this team. And you also understand that I need to get something this year. And so you came in good faith. Negotiations continued. And I do think that the number that they settled on is honestly fair for both sides. You're Brock Purdy, and you get maybe the biggest raise in the history of American employee, yeah. Right? You go from, and he actually said it, Tom, I said Greg Pelissero, it was Tom Pelissero, but he said that his signing bonus was $77,002. $77,002.
I'll take it.
I will too. But compared to like all these other numbers, and yeah. this signing bonus is probably going to be $100 million. So yeah. you go from that to this. And so, yeah, you're Brock Purdy. You'll take it.
You'll take it. No doubt. And I would imagine from the Niners' perspective, like nothing against the way that Nick Bosa handled it or the way Ayuk handled it. You do what you can to get the money you feel like you deserve and to get as much money as possible. And more power to you. You have earned the right to make every dollar possible. And these are not fully guaranteed contracts unless you're Deshaun Watson. Like you could get hurt tomorrow and you won't see the majority of this contract. That is certainly possible. And so I'm always going to err on the side of the player when it comes to these negotiations. But I will say, when this played out as smoothly as it did, you give a lot of credit to Brock Purdy for showing up in the first place and being there and negotiating face-to-face.
No doubt. And you also give the Niners credit, I think, for actually getting it done. Because all we've talked about the last few postseasons is how they, you know, Parag Marathe, he wants to win the deal. And if you look at this deal, if you want to say who won the deal, I do think it's a little bit of a tough call. Like, who won the deal? Did Brock Purdy get the max amount that his skill set would warrant on the market? Maybe. Did the team get him for a little bit less than he could have otherwise commanded? Maybe. Yeah. I do look at this deal and think it might be a split decision, and that's what you really want a contract to be.
Yeah.
The team probably...
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Please thinking, geez, we're giving this guy $53 million. That's a lot. And Brock is thinking, I might have been able to get 57. So if both sides feel like they could have done better, it's a win for both.
Yeah, and I asked Tom Pelissero, if this was another team negotiating, what do you think the number would be? And he essentially said, well, I wouldn't be surprised if it was up in the 60s.
Yeah.
Now, an open market negotiation is different because then you could get a bidding war going for a single guy.
Right.
But, I'm with you. This does feel on the surface, at least based on what we know now, a pretty fair deal for both sides. Are you in agreement? 888-957-9570. The contract for Brock Purdy, 5 years, $265 million. That is $53 million per year on average. The seventh most among quarterbacks in the NFL. $181 million total guaranteed. Eighth most among quarterbacks in the NFL. Is that a fair deal for Brock? Is it a fair deal for the Niners? Who won the deal? Who lost the deal? Plus, this five-year extension means that Brock Purdy will be the Niners' quarterback, assuming health, for the next 6 years. You comfortable locking that in? Brock Purdy, QB, the Niners for the next 6 years? You can let us know what you think on Willard and Dibs at 888-957-9570. No Willard today. It's Dibs and Grandy with you. We are live from Chase Center because the Golden State Valkyries, they tip off their first ever regular season game at 7 o'clock tonight right here at Chase. If you can't make it to Chase, you can listen to the game here on 95.7 The Game with Kevin Dana and Sophia Jones. And we are live from Chase until 6, getting you ready for opening night. But we're taking your calls next about this Brock Purdy contract. That's Dibs. I'm Grandy. We're back with more next on 95.7 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.